Dukes and Bell hanging out in Doraville. Jimmy's Tequila off of Peachtree Industrial. And we'll be here until 6 o'clock. By the way, our folks from Ultra, Michelob Ultra, giving you a chance to win tickets to a World Cup match here. So come on out and join us. I think they'll be doing that all the way up until about 4:30 or so. I don't want people coming out at 6 and being upset.
Right.
But you could have a chance if you are off or maybe you're out and about right now. Come try to win these tickets with Michelob Ultra.
You know what we say in Bosnia, Carl?
What do we say?
Zivaili. Zivaili. Cheers. Bosnia. Abe mocked me. B&H up 1-0 on Canada right now. And, you know, I was talking about my bookie down in South Georgia. He had to go look it up online to get a money line bet on Bosnia.
Yeah.
It's plus 275.
I wouldn't have known that either. But I will say there's plenty of gambling and betting going on with the World Cup, right? There is.
Right. So I'm in for a penny, in for a pound with Bosnia. 1-0 off the corner kick, as you just watched during the commercial.
Are you going to bet USA?
I guess.
Paraguay? Come on.
Maybe. you see what Alexi Lawless says about this. And by the way, we need to get Alexi on Day-Day. We haven't, making the rounds, doing his work for Fox and everything.
That's true.
And FS1. But remember when Alexi, a couple guys, by the way, hit us up on the text line, basically, real quick, echoing everything, not to say they're parroting us, Carl, but they agree with a lot of things we had to say about Atlanta United.
Yeah.
And how great it was, the newness of it. It was something that everyone could be in on, no matter if you were a transplant or a native Atlantan.
That's what made it
special.
We could
all be in on it at the same time.
Yeah.
And they do agree. They said it's just, you're hoping they get the magic back. It just has not been the same. But one guy, it's funny, I mentioned Alexi Lawless. Jimmy says, remember when you had Alexi Lawless on, he pronounced Atlanta United a super team?
Super club. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he called us that. But I will say this, and again, I'm not taking shots at anybody. Mike, our former president, El Jefe, did a hell of a job. He did a hell of a job of building, and I'm talking about Darren Eales, of building this
right,
and then getting the right players to fit the system, and then the way that this was promoted, right? And again, I mean, I'm not telling you Atlanta United has gone, it's on the back burner.
Right.
But it certainly doesn't have the energy it did a couple of years ago. And part of that is because they're just not winning matches the way they did. People still go. Guys, it's still a great environment. It's still one of the funnest things to do when you talk about sports environments in our city. But that, you got to give credit where credit's due. And
Darren Eales had it cooking.
He had it cooking,
and
bro.
It's funny because, guys used to get on the former director.
Carlos
Bocanegra.
Yeah.
And it worked pretty well the last time I checked the first couple of years. Obviously, things didn't pan out. The only thing I thought where maybe Darren misstepped was Frank DeBoer as a head coach, the style. And even then, in 2019, we almost
had a shot.
Were a Miles Robinson injury away from maybe going to the finals that year.
Yeah, it's a good point. Hey, man, coming up, we're going to talk to our buddy from CBS, NBA writer Brad Botkin. He's going to join us to talk about this NBA series, the finals. By the way, Wimby has said he was asked about coming back from 3-1. He was like, everyone knows we're going to do it, but it's one game at a time. So, look, like I said, maybe they're that naive where they just feel like, okay, we let that one go. We'll show up tomorrow night and we'll win another one and we'll go back up to the Garden where we've been really good, and they have, and maybe this thing becomes a 7-game series. And by the way, if it does, shame on the Knicks. If this goes to 7, shame on the Knicks.
Well, you said your tease was, what are they going to do, the game plan? I think the Spurs need to be on the couch. They need an analyst. And I got to be honest, Mitch Johnson, shame on you, man.
Come on in, Mitch.
Shame on you. I mean, that was some dumb – like, Charles Barkley said it, Michael Wilbon said it, we said it, everyone said it. Just dumb-ass coaching, dumb stuff. I mean, there's only one way you let the Knicks back in the game. That's keep shooting threes. Because, as good as that lead was built up, it's true. I think you and I talked about this a million times with the Hawks, and I hate the over-reliance on three-point shooting in the NBA. The analytics say do it.
I hate it too.
But it's just you cannot sustain that clip of shooting an entire game. And you did the only thing that would let the Knicks in. Not to mention, look, if you're going to shoot a three, let's get 5 or 6 passes. Try to get a better look. Guys were literally with half the shot clock moving. If you go back and look at it, you bought the Knicks 3 minutes of comeback time.
You did. You did with the way you play. You're absolutely right, Mike. We'll find out what Brad thinks about it and what he thinks about going into a pivotal game 5 in which the Knicks, obviously.
But do you come back? Are they so young they can brush it off? Or is it? Because I think everyone agrees these guys are going to be back and it's going to be them in Oklahoma City for years.
Yeah.
Depending on how Oklahoma City deals with free agency.
Right.
But you need some – they need some badassery on that team. That's why I think Rusty this morning on Steakhouse said, he was funny, it was a good line. He goes, if I'm Draymond, I have my agent call the Spurs. because they'd probably – now, the Golden State's going to try to run it back at some point. I don't know what that's going to be, Carl. But what about an OG with some toughness added to that roster, which is kind of what they're missing right now in San Antonio?
Yes. Look, to answer your first question, though, I'll tell you what it's going to look like. They're going to trade for Giannis. Curry's coming back. The coach has made a decision to sign for 2 years. Draymond's back. You talk about last gasp. Like, this is our last shot. That's what I think happens with Golden State. Even maybe not now. Maybe this happens later than we anticipate. And remember, Jimmy Butler's recovering from the injury. So he'll be back at some point.
But with not all, will he be the same?
Good question. But with all that said, man, I'm not sure if they are that naive or not, or whether they are, you know, if this is in their head. But we're about to find out. I mean, tomorrow, if this is a blowout, it's in their head.
Then they basically lost their confidence.
Yes.
And this is the equivalent of, you know, the Red Sox. You know, the feeling in New York, just to bring it to New York and the Knicks and the Mets, in 86, when the Red Sox blew that lead and the ball goes through Buckner's legs and they come back and they win, the feeling in New York was it was a rain. People don't realize they didn't play the next day. There was a rain out. They had to wait another day for it. Mm-hmm. And the feeling was, Carl, Game 7, Red Sox could have had a 10-0 lead. There was no way the Mets were going to lose because the Red Sox blew it. They had on the hook, and you let them wriggle off. Just like with the Falcons in Super Bowl 51, there's just moments where you're like, okay, you blew it.
It's too much.
You know? And if you're the Knights, any time that, you know, in this series, I mean, my God, no lead is safe in this series, but the Knights had a chance to really put the Panthers away, and they blew it too.
Couple of NFL stories we want to get to before we talk to Brad. More NBA on the way. 4 o'clock hour. We will let you in on have you guys seen this, by the way? Mike and I were just talking about it. So the Texas Tech brass, okay, all the higher-ups basically put out this video addressing the Brendan Sorsby situation, which is the quarterback who's been suspended but got a reprieve, and now it looks like he's just going to miss 2 games. If you've been under a rock or maybe at work, who knows? But this video is embarrassing. And it's embarrassing not because it's just – they did a fine job of presenting it. But literally you've got the AD and the coach and all these higher-ups who make the decisions and could make the easy decision, Mike, to say, Brandon, thank you. Pat him on the back.
We got to move on.
We appreciate this. But you know what? This is an untenable situation, and we've got to do what's best for the university. And there's probably 6 people sitting at this conference table, right?
Right.
And they're talking
about it. Looks ridiculous.
And they're talking about this as if it's just it's everyday occurrence. Like it's not. When is the last time you guys have heard, again, a player bet $90,000 and have 9,000 bets?
Right.
Tell me. So it's not an everyday occurrence. With that said, we'll get to it. But that I saw that video, Mike, and I was just like, this is getting pathetic.
Well, the thing is, they keep changing the argument. The goal, you know, we always joke about the goalposts keep moving on this.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, it was, first off, we got Brendan an addiction. Let's help him out. Now its rules are antiquated. Oh, now every kid in America got an app on his phone where he can go gamble. So it was bound to happen.
It should, yeah. You I mean, should be
like,
upset.
Like, and the thing is, these are grown men. It's one thing to go on Twitter or on a chat room for a fan base. Like sometimes I go on War Chant and you read these idiotic things that people say because they're fanboys living in their mom's basement. It's another when it's guys making hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars that are administrators and coaches and athletic directors throwing this stuff out there, and the argument is just ridiculous. It's like watching somebody try to rationalize nonsense. You know, and everybody's killing them. I saw a million things about it today. School agrees to bylaws to join a conference, doesn't like the bylaws when they can hurt them. Player agrees to bylaws of an organization, breaks them, but doesn't want to be held accountable. Right? There was a Texas Tech fan named Brian who said, "Look, I'm embarrassed. I'm humiliated for my school.
Should do
the right thing."
Yeah, he should be. That is out there. We will address that. Couple of things, Mike. I want to mention this. So because they're in our division, Todd Bowles was asked about. Wanting Baker Mayfield as the team's long-term quarterback. Remember, Baker said they hadn't quite got to where they
said they were
to be.
Miles apart, if memory serves.
That is
which
right.
I thought, you know, there's a few ways you could handle that contract. I don't like that Baker going Baker.
Yeah, Baker did Baker, right? Baker, instead of saying, oh, we're working on it, my agent's got it, no problem, I'll be here. Anyways, Bowles came out and said, look, he absolutely, no question about it, wants Baker as his long-term quarterback in Tampa. Okay, we'll see if that works. Remember, they gave him a 3-year deal. He's been great. But now Baker's like, look, I've proven it. I want the big, big bag. We're going to see if they'll give it to him. And I wanted to mention this, that Fernando Mendoza and Ty Simpson are the only first-round picks from this year's draft who will remain unsigned. I don't think it's going to be a big deal, guys. But, again, we're just talking about guarantees of and when those are going to be paid out. Ty Simpson, obviously, with the Rams, and Fernando Mendoza is with the Raiders. But those are the only two first-round picks have not signed a deal yet.
That's strange.
It's weird.
I mean, we always know there's always teams like the Brown family that owns the Bengals. But they're always generally cheap. And it's sometimes the Chargers, because the Spanos family generally is kind of cheap.
They are cheap.
But we'll see, right? It does kind of, okay. Of all the guys, Mendoza, isn't he like Tim Tebow light? I'll sign right here on the line. Let's get to work. Well, again, that's why
I play for free.
That's why you have an agent.
Yeah.
And the agent and Bengals, in case you're wondering, is all about the fifth year. It's just all about what's that guaranteed money going to be when you pick up the fifth-year option. And it basically should just simply move up with a cost of living increase or 5%, one would think, right?
You would think. But it's a big deal, and they get all that worked out. But I don't think it's going to mean that they will miss training camp. Hey, want to remind you guys, we, Dukes and Bell, are going to be at Twin Peaks and Buckhead Tuesday as the world's biggest sporting event continues. We're talking about the World Cup, guys. We'll be there for a match day party. And while we're there, Michelob Ultra will give away tickets to the South Africa match that's going to happen here in Atlanta. All while we're enjoying the scenic views and all the good drinks there at Twin Peaks. We'll be in Buckhead. That's Tuesday. Today's Friday, 2 to 6, as we continue our World Cup journey, Mike. But that'll be a lot of fun. And today, man, as we mentioned, Team USA tonight at SoFi.
Taking on Paraguay. All the Doravillians and Shamblians are loving us out here, man. Guys, you're going to be out here some more, man.
Appreciate that, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you.
See the dude in the hat? He works for a company. He was afraid he'd get caught, you know, drinking a margarita, getting on a photo. He changed his shirt in the parking lot.
Look, he said, don't say nothing about
me. No, rhymes with DHL.
Hey, man, coming up, we'll talk more NBA with an NBA writer from CBS. Our buddy Brad Botkin's going to join us. He will talk about what he thinks the Spurs are going to do to respond to that devastating loss as they will play again tomorrow night. It's Dukes and Bell.